The festival season has begun in Michigan, from the Cherry Festival in Traverse City to the Great Lakes Folk Festival in East Lansing to Langsburg's renowned Festival of the Golosh. Large and small towns host unique events to bolster civic pride and tourism, and most importantly, to have a good time. One of the more unusually named festivals is this weekend in Potterville, and WKAR's Melissa Benmark recently talked to the director of the Gizzard Fest about the event.
My name is Joe Bristol. I am the chairperson of the Gizzard Fest Committee and the president of the Potterville Chamber of Businesses.
And the owner of?
And the owner of Joe's Gizzard City as well.
How long has Gizzard's Fest been going on in Potterville?
This is our 14th year of Gizzard Fest.
Which is pretty amazing. A lot of festivals haven't ridden out the economy so well. So what do you think just keeps people coming back?
You know, I think it's the name is something unique. It's fresh. People like things that are different. We try to keep the new events coming in yearly, and so it doesn't get boring. And I don't know how other events do what they have to do, but we have a good service community around here to keep it thriving.
I noticed there's a major lawnmower racing component now. Is that like specifically a Potterville thing, or how did that happen to be a part of this?
Actually, I think this lawnmower thing is getting bigger and bigger throughout the surrounding cities. And there's different locations that they do their racing at. Not unlike local sprint car racing and such. It's starting to get to be a big league.
Presumably they do something in terms of doctoring. It's not just your average off the floor lawnmower.
No, they're actually souped up lawnmowers. And I think they get to up at least 25, 30 miles an hour on a dirt track. And I could be wrong, could be faster than that. But they're definitely not your average lawnmower.
You have a gizzard eating contest. What kind of participation do you have in that?
We limit the participation to 12 people. It can be all ages, and boys and girls. And the first person to finish 2 pounds of gizzards, so it's the fastest 2 pounds of gizzards, wins the coveted Gizzard Fest Champion title. And they get their name on a plaque, and again, $100 bill, and a trophy with a chicken on top.
Are there sort of reigning champions, or do you see new folks every year?
We've had a couple different people over the last 14 years that have been sharing the title back and forth year to year. Last two years we had a couple new winners.
So as the supplier of the gizzards for the Gizzard Fest, what makes a delicious gizzard?
A delicious gizzard is, in my opinion, you have to have them very tender. And you have to have the proper seasoned batter. And we have a Joe's Famous batter mix, which I think keeps ours separate from many around the nation.
Did you eat them as a kid?
I believe they probably pureed them and put them in my milk. I don't know. I think I was bred for this. But yes, I did.
Now, how did you end up then going into it as a business?
Well, it's a third generation business. My grandfather, Ron and Ruby, grandfather, grandmother, first opened it in 1960, then my mom and dad took it over. Now it's my fault.
Is this good gizzard weather, a little bit cool like this, or?
I think this is perfect. I mean, we've had many years of dealing with rain or intense heat. I think 70-degree weather is a perfect, with sunshine, I think it should be a great weekend for it.
Do we have a gizzard king and queen?
There is no Gizzard Fest king or queen. However, my business, Joe's Gizzard City, does put our parade entrance. We have a Gizzard Fest princess. And this is probably our, if you include Potterville days, about 18 different gizzard princesses. We'd like to maybe one day get them back all together. But as of right now, those princesses are either family members or friends of the family or people that work for us, their children.
How long of days do you put in going into it and during the festival?
Each day, starting on Friday, I'm probably here from 5 in the morning till 2 o'clock at night, the next morning, each day. So it's quite a long weekend for me, but it's worth it.
Well, I hope you have wonderful weather, and Joe Bristol, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you stopping by.
Potterville's Gizzard Festival is June 7th through 9th, and you can find out more information at gizzardfest.com. For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark. And no, I did not leave Joe's Gizzard City without some heavy-duty research of the subject. Okay, so here we go, my first gizzard.
Oh, I like that a lot.
You do?
It reminds me of just everything I like about dark meat chicken.
Okay.
But just a little more, just rich.
Okay.
But the spicy, the seasoning is just lovely. These are tasty. Where have I been?